With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. A Missoula rally on Sunday drew hundreds to decry armed vigilant presence at racial justice demonstrations. The event was spurred by alleged harassment and an attack on a protester by a group of armed people during a protest at the county courthouse over a week ago, Nick Mott reports.
As an afternoon shower trickles to a stop on Sunday, about 450 people are spilling out of the pavilion in Missoula's Karis Park. They're rapt as speakers take the stage.
You need to care. You need to care!
That's Speaker London Mark at the Black Lives Matter event. For weeks, demonstrators have gathered impromptu at the Missoula County Courthouse to protest racial injustice and the killing of George Floyd. In contrast, Sunday's rally was highly organized and focused on Black speakers sharing their stories. The event was a response to the ongoing presence of people wielding guns at rallies in Missoula. A group of those individuals allegedly followed, harassed, and piled atop a Black teenage protester at a demonstration on Friday, June 5th. Local police are investigating what happened. Speaker at the rally and Missoula hotelier Shaylee Hall said she was at the courthouse when the young man, a friend of hers, was attacked. The group of armed individuals who tackled the protester on the courthouse lawn claim he appeared suspicious.
But what really happened was that they stalked him for a majority of that protest. They cornered him. They chased him into the courthouse where he thought he could find solidarity, but instead was turned in pretty much to like a criminal. And instead of the police stepping in and doing their job, they went into the mic and let a crowd of people cheer, while the rest of us of color stood in fear, running home, crying to let everybody else know.
The armed people, for the most part, portray themselves as protectors of property or defenders of public safety rather than members of any single group or even counter-protesters. Discredited rumors of Antifa presence at Black Lives Matter events across the state proliferated on social media and spurred widespread interest from militia groups. Hall says the conflict at the courthouse wasn't isolated, and it heightened the already stewing tension between protesters and what rally leaders called armed vigilantes.
Myself included, we've been followed, we've been targeted, we've been agitated, we've been intimidated. And we're community members, so to feel like our lives weren't mattering every single day just wasn't okay for us.
The Montana Racial Equity Project's Michaela Cox said vigilante groups are less accountable than the police and have a long history of racist violence. Ahmaud Arbery was killed in Georgia earlier this year, and Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida in 2012, both by armed men.
Trayvon Martin's death sparked a movement, and the young Black man who was attacked in Missoula in front of the courthouse by armed militiamen sparked this one.
The rally was organized in a way to protect speakers and attendees. Its location was released only hours before it took place. Organizers also rented out a private pavilion in the park so armed groups who showed up could be asked to leave.
Chief of Police and all local governments and law enforcement to join us in rejecting and condemning vigilantism.
Among other measures, speakers also called for a ban on chokeholds, de-escalation and anti-racism training for the police department, and a prohibition on no-knock warrants. After the event, Cox said even standing idly on the sidelines, the presence of big, burly white men wielding ARs and pistols at rallies silences protesters.
I had multiple people come up to me today and say, I didn't go to any of the protests because I felt unsafe. And this was the first time I felt like I could feel safe coming to support my own life.
Rachel Carol Rivas, co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network, says the tension between armed paramilitary interveners and protesters spreads beyond Missoula.
What we've seen over particularly the last few months is a really growing anti-government far-right militia movement in the state.
She says that growth began with demonstrations against the restrictions associated with COVID-19 and expanded to include presence at racial justice protests across the state. She also says MHRN has received incident reports on paramilitary group behavior in virtually every city where Black Lives Matter protests have occurred in Montana. At the rally in Missoula, patrol captain with the Missoula Police Department, Richard Stepper, monitored the event with several other officers. He said he was in full support of the message that afternoon and that the police department has an obligation to ensure that protesters feel safe and free of intimidation.
I think it's important so that they can truly get their message out and not be interrupted, not be intimidated, and not feel like they're in danger. I think it's important for us as an agency to take care of it.
He says he wasn't on site when the conflict between the protester and armed individuals occurred over a week ago at the courthouse, but he's been following the events closely and checking in on developments.
Law enforcement absolutely does not agree with a group of individuals chasing a young man into the lawn and tackling him and acting as their own private law enforcement. We absolutely disagree with that.
Those events are still under investigation by the Missoula Police Department. Depending on what investigators conclude, it will be referred to the city or county attorney's office. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio News.